Chapter 5. Jess and Steve got up early for the boat trip, but they were still a bit late. They got to the harbour 15 minutes late at 8:15. They hurried through the harbour and found their friends, who were waiting for them by a boat. "Sorry we're late," they said. Two Mexican men were already on the boat. They were the crew. A man with a beard and a captain's hat shook their hands.
"Don't worry, you are here now," he said. "I am Antonio, the captain, and this is my first mate, Miguel."
They got on the boat and Miguel started the engine to get them out of the harbour. They tried the boat engine a few times before it started, and by 8:30 they were out on the open sea. Miguel turned off the noisy engine and untied the sails to let the wind blow the boat. The sun was shining, and it was already very warm.
"Amazing," said Steve happily.
The group sat down together at the back of the boat. They put on hats, sun cream, and sunglasses. They chatted and laughed with each other. Al looked nervous.
"Would anyone mind if I smoke?" said Al. "I'm feeling a bit anxious about the trip."
"Why are you anxious?" said Meg.
"I've never been on a boat out at sea before," said Al.
"Don't worry, Al," said Tim. "I'm sure we'll have a trip that we'll never forget."
Al lit his cigarette and looked relieved as he sat down to smoke it.
"Cigarettes are horrible things," Chloe said to Jess. "I want him to quit."
The sea was calm, and the boat moved gently up and down. Everyone was enjoying the trip. Meg and Rick were taking lots of photos. Chloe and Jess were chatting about school.
"I've never been on a boat out at sea before," said Al.
"What a good idea it was to go on a boat trip," thought Steve.
After about an hour of sailing, Jess saw some land in the distance. There was a small sandy beach, and the boat turned towards it.
"This could be our beach," she said to Chloe.
Captain Antonio stopped the boat a short distance from the beach and called for their attention.
"You can swim and snorkel here. We'll have lunch afterwards at 12 p.m. and then we'll leave at 2 p.m., he said.
"Great," said Samuel as he grabbed a snorkel and put it on.
Samuel was the first to get into the clear blue water of the Pacific Ocean.
Splash!
"Come on, everyone," he called from the water. "It's brilliant!"
Al gave out snorkels and everybody put them on. 10 minutes later, they were all swimming in the clear ocean. They were laughing and going under the water with their snorkels. It really was brilliant. At midday, they swam back to the boat to return the snorkels and collect their picnic basket. They were looking forward to their lunch on the beach. They found a nice palm tree to sit under and put down their beach towels. They opened the picnic basket, which had sausages, bread rolls, crisps and grapes. They were hungry now.
"No wine?" asked Chloe.
"Just fruit juice," said Jess.
"It's not exactly a luxury lunch, is it?" said Rick.
"It was a cheap price for a crude boat," said Steve. "So here's the cheap lunch."
After lunch, they spent an hour relaxing and playing on the beach. They sunbathed and read their books.
"It's 1:30 already," said Meg. "We should pack up to go back to the boat soon."
At 2 p.m., everyone was back on the boat, ready to sail back to the harbour.